parsha, we learn about Birkas Kohanim. Daver alarim v'yel banav lemar ko savarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Ko savarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Ko, exactly as is. Why so important ko, exactly as is? So I want to share two pirushim, two insights. Rav Hirsch reads it more kipshuto. Ko, in exactly these words. Ko savarchu, no more, no less. Not approximately these words, not this idea, not embellished, but exactly these words. Why is it so important that the Gohanim bless them with exactly all the Torah we try to do as accurately as possible? Why here the extra emphasis on ko savarchu? So he says, very important, like it says at the end, v'somo shmiel b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. It's very important to realize that even though there are Kohanim, and there are Rebbes, and there are holy people, and there are special people, etc., ultimately, it's not the people who have any power. It's not the people. Ultimately, everything's from Hashem. Ultimately, these are all just ways that inspire us to connect to Hashem. So Hashem tells the Kohanim, don't think that you have the power to bless. Don't think you're greater than everyone else and you give brachas and you run the world and you have all the kochos and therefore you could say whatever you want. No, ko savarchu. The Kohanim are just Tzolchim Hashem. They say exactly the words Hashem commanded them, no more, no less. And they give an opportunity for Hashem to reverse the Jewish people. But it has to be ko, exactly no more, no less, to show us it's not the Kohanim's power to give the bracha. It's just the Kohanim say the words and Hashem gives the bracha. So ko, it has to be exact to show it's not the Kohen's power, but it's Hashem's power. That's based on pshat. But on the level of drash, the Hasidim say, I saw this name of the Zvolna Rebbe, that ko savarchu, maybe ko, does not refer to the words of Birkas Kohanim, but ko refers to Bnei Yisrael. Ko savarchu Bnei Yisrael, ko, as is. Someone might say, I understand the Torah says to bless the Jewish people. That's if the Jewish people would be from, if the Jewish people would be good, if they'd have the right values, if they'd live up to what they're supposed to be living up to, if they do this right, that right. It's so easy to find excuses. Oh yeah, I would love the Jewish people if they did this and that. But the way they are now, they're so messed up, and they do so many things wrong, and they're so confused that I give up on them. You know, just give up on the Jewish people. Maybe we'll take this part as okay, but this part throw in the garbage, right? They're not right for bracha anymore. It's so easy to fall in temptation, see all the things wrong in the world today, even in the Jewish people, and say, that's not who Hashem meant to bless. That's not the Madrig we're talking about. So Hashem commands the Kohanim, ko savarchu, ko as they are. Whatever the Jews are, I don't care if they're in this madriga, that madriga, tzaddikim, rasham, beinonim, however they are, they're worthy of bracha. Don't start asking yourself whether these are the good kind of Jews or the bad kind of Jews. Just whatever the Jews are, ko savarchu, however they are, you should love them, you should bless them, you should try to bring them closer to Hashem, put Hashem's bracha on them wherever they are, and that's really the job of a kohen. Like Aaron a kohen. Right, oiv shalom v'rodev shalom, oiv is a brios from a carbon l'Torah. Wherever the brios are, you don't wait for them to be carved l'Torah before you bless them. You're oiv the brios where they are. You bring Hashem's bracha them where they are. And then they'll become carved to Torah once you accept them as they are, ko, however they are, savarchu es b'nei Yisrael.